This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Hour number two here on a Monday afternoon. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Midday show with Andy and Randy. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away. We'll get the phone lines back open at 12:40. Great calls at 11:40. Falcons fire Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot yesterday afternoon. The search has begun not only for replacing them, but also for a new team president, team president of football operations. Sounds very much like that will be Matt Ryan, but that has not been made official yet. I know there's a press conference scheduled for Thursday. Seems like when you announce that.
Yeah, because I know that's when Arthur is supposed to do an presser too. So right. It probably will make sense to do whatever you're talking about during that time. I just saw that, and I know Abe mentioned it earlier, that Raw and Terry got a chance to meet with the team prior to, because he's already fired. And you know, I wouldn't have brought my ass over there. Hey, man, y'all just pack up my office and mail me my stuff.
You know what here's the address.
You know what I mean? Here's my New Hampshire lake house. I think he said he got a lake house up in New Hampshire.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
you wouldn't want to go there now.
No, it's cold.
Unless you like to ice skate.
That's fine, dude. Yeah. I got a lake house in New Hampshire.
Oh, I bet it's beautiful in
awesome.
The summer. For sure.
Let me go on up there.
That's where Raheem's going?
No, that's where he has a lake house and everything up there.
Raheem?
Yeah.
Has one? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Cool.
But
New Hampshire, weird place.
Yeah.
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 Nice, but weird.
Yeah. But no, I think, you know, just to get, you know, a lot of thank yous and everything like that, obviously, you know, I would have got an opportunity to play in the football, in the NFL, just like other people, other like the players. But you always thanked them for drafting you. Thank you for drafting. I would have been on somebody's
right.
team.
Somebody was going to draft me.
But yeah, you took a chance on me. No, you really didn't. It was good enough. But yeah, you know.
You just, made the right choice.
Yeah, for them to go in there and see the guys off. Because today, you know, the team, after today, everybody goes their own separate ways and everything like that. Cancun or wherever you want to go. Because obviously it is the exit physical day. And then you just sit back and you go on vacation and you wait for your phone to ring for somebody to say, hey, this is so-and-so, your new coach. How you doing? How's your offseason going? And then the whole process starts all over again. Been through this crap four times. Yeah, that's all it is, man. Is you sit back as a player and you're just waiting for that call. That especially if you're under contract. If you're not under contract, then you're sitting around waiting for another damn team.
Then you don't know what's going on.
What the hell happened? But if you're a guy like Drake London or
right.
Bijan.
Kyle Pitts.
You're talking about under contract. Under contract, you just wait for that next phone call. Yep. If it's Matt Ryan, Matt probably could give you a call. Hey, guy, we're gonna get this thing right for you guys or something like that. If you're Kyle, you sit back and – like, you're sitting there. You're sitting. If you're Kyle Pitts, you're sitting pretty.
Oh, yeah.
You're sitting pretty, man. Because, I mean, his surge in the back half of the season, that catch he made yesterday. Like,
it was a nice game.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah, you're sitting there like.
Nah, because once you get out into free agency, it's all stats and highlights.
Yes.
Like, no one's worried about the nitty-gritty that we can talk about here in Atlanta, having watched Kyle Pitts for 5 years. You're talking about the three touchdowns he had in that national TV game, some of the big catches he's made. They start talking about, like, combine stuff again. Look at his 40 time.
Yeah.
Like, we've got 5 years of tape on him.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about his 40 time. You know, Kyle Pitts is, I think, if he's allowed to hit the market, if the Falcons don't franchise tag him, which who knows?
Who knows, man?
You know, we talked a lot about that leading into the end of the season. Was like, is he more likely to be here if Terry Fontenot is here? I would say yes, because Terry Fontenot drafted him, and you kind of always want to prove yourself right, even in the long run.
Right.
But with the new general manager, there's, I mean, I don't think anybody who's in that type of situation, who knows? There's no, I mean, even honestly, you know, even the future of Penix, like he'll be here. Right. You know, Michael Penix will be here. But does the new head coach and the new general manager, leadership team, all that kind of stuff, view him as the future of the franchise? Who knows?
You don't know.
There's no way of, and I don't, I mean, I can't even, how could you convince him one way or the other? You know?
Right.
Harder, it would be easier to convince him no than yes.
Yes, honestly. I agree with that. I agree, especially because you're coming off the injury.
Exactly.
That's, I mean, if Michael was healthy, it'd be one thing, but yet he's injured. You just don't know.
Injured.
You just don't know.
12 up and down games.
Yep.
He'll be in the third year of his contract, and who knows how, like, sweeping the reset will be, because that's the other part of it, and that's what I hear from a lot of folks sort of advocating for, hey, maybe Terry could have been retained. Maybe you can make an argument for Terry, is that there's, you know, pretty nice young pieces that are here. Here's what I'll say about
Terry. Because that's what we were talking about earlier, when general managers have kept their jobs today.
Yeah.
That was the one thing that a lot of them
young
said,
core.
The young core that they have.
Young core. Terry left the roster better than he found it.
No doubt about it.
Now, he found it pretty bad.
He found it bad, but,
bad.
He still didn't get the one thing.
Now, that's right.
Again, I think, like, what's the percentage of the whole Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix thing? Percentage would you put that as far as Terry getting fired?
I would put that as 50% of the reason why Terry Fontenot is not the head coach anymore.
All right.
I was thinking about,
I'm like, at 70.
Maybe higher than that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it like a metaphor of, like, remember in college when you would have classes and they would give you the, like, the outline of how you would be graded, and the final exam would be worth whatever percentage of the final grade, 50%, 60%, 70%. And you'd have a lot of quizzes and you'd have homework and that kind of stuff. Like, the draft and free agency and all of the non-quarterback positions are the quizzes and the homework.
Yes.
And he did good on some of that stuff. Like, he nailed the draft last year, no doubt. Four starters, and James Pierce gets to 10.5 sacks, which never happens for rookie pass rushers. Like, there's a lot of arguments. The final exam is the quarterback position, and in 5 years, they've gotten it wrong every year, and then they really got it wrong in an expensive way with Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix. And, I mean, when they did what they did, I remember coming in the day after the Penix draft, and we were all just, like, trying to make sense of all of it, and we kind of settled on, all right, they just said to themselves, we'll never be in quarterback purgatory again.
Well, they are.
Well, they are, And every look from the outside, I mean, nationally, it was mocked. Like, everyone laughed. What the hell are they doing? Locally, pretty much the same thing. We had to try to make sense of it because we're here. And maybe your inclination is to come up with the best case scenario. Even the best case scenario would have been insane. Like, Michael Penix hasn't played yet, and you drafted him in the top 10. Like, that would be insane. But it went as bad as it could have possibly gone.
No.
Like, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, had Cousins been solid and you made the playoffs 1 of 2 years and Penix hadn't played, you could at least be like, all right, you've been in the playoffs.
It's a freaking disaster.
And you won some games. It couldn't have gone worse. Unless somebody died or got arrested, it couldn't have gone worse.
What did we talk about? And it was like, if Michael Penix plays before the 2 years, it's been a disaster. It's gonna be a disaster.
Then your plan sucks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So your plan is to take a guy in the top 10 and have him not play for 2 years, which is also not a great plan, which you can at least, like, justify it if the guy who you signed won a bunch of games and you were in the playoffs.
Right.
It's like, all right, that's weird that we wasted a top 10 pick on a guy that wasn't going to play.
Right.
But at least the team's been good and we've
won.
Well, that hasn't happened. Not only that, he got hurt, lied about it. Team went in the tank. Demands a trade in the offseason, gets benched, Penix comes in, doesn't play very well, gets hurt, and then Cousins comes back and actually plays okay, just to make people mad that he wasn't the starter at the beginning of the season, which, by the way, his 2 years of guaranteed money is over now, so he's gone, and Penix is injured with an ACL.
Yes.
Like,
it's a damn disaster.
Aside from the Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson trades, I don't know how many situations in NFL history are worse. Than
what a freaking disaster.
And that's why he's fired.
Yes.
You don't get to be like, well, I got a safety in the third round. Mm-mm. So what, Mm-mm. man? You did that.
You gave away 100 of my millions of dollars.
You did that.
Yes.
Like, yeah. You did one of the, like, and again, from the very beginning, we're like, that's the plan?
Okay.
Oh, man. I don't know. You got to, I hope you're right. And yeah, we probably said, I don't know, verbatim, we said this the day of, but pretty much everybody did. We probably did too. It's like, well, this will make or break them.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
we did.
If this is wrong, they're fired. Yes. Like, that's the bottom line of that. And it was wrong, and they're fired. And it's pretty simple. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I know when you live it day to day and you talk yourself into the potential of guys, and you obviously, everyone listening to us just wants the Falcons to win.
Yep.
And all you want is the damn team to win football games and make you happy on Sunday, which, by the way, they did yesterday and the last four games of the season, which is crazy. And actually, that's how you know – that's what the Falcons have done to people.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they win, it makes people mad.
Yes.
That's how bad things have gotten because, obviously, they were eliminated. Here's what I wish for Falcons fans and this new regime. Whether it's Matt Ryan as president of football operations, whoever he hires as general manager, coach, whatever the roster looks like. I hope that in the next few years, we start to look forward to Sunday as much as we've looked forward to the draft.
Yeah.
As much as we've looked forward to the 8 months where they don't play football. Because the 8 months where the Falcons don't play football have been more entertaining and more positive than the 4 months where they do.
Has it?
Yeah. Because at least in the offseason, you can talk yourself into it.
Oh.
You can't lose the offseason.
Okay.
At least you can't, like,
no games.
Win-loss
records. Yeah, no games. You know? Yeah, no win-loss records.
People
okay.
start. Look, people were talking about the draft, Randy, when we took phone calls the Monday after the Carolina loss.
Mm-hmm.
That was September.
Yep.
You know what I mean? This team has made people wish for the offseason. What I hope for the new regime is
they
make people wish for the season.
Yeah, I got you.
Because the season sucks.
Yes,
it has. It's been a nightmare.
It's been very bad.
Yeah, you got to do better than that. Well, all right. Do we have enough time to do the NFL no huddle? We can kind of do it briefly. All right, let's do it. We'll do another one in the next segment too. All right, so it's not just Raheem Morris that is no longer the head coach of his football team.
Six jobs.
Cardinals fired Jonathan Gannon just recently, so that's another one. Pete Carroll was fired this morning as well. Kevin Stefanski was hired in Cleveland or fired in Cleveland. And then the two that were fired in season.
Yeah, Daboll and who am I missing?
Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, Daboll and Callahan. Yeah, those two guys. And so, obviously, right now the process is going on. You see a lot of names are being requested by Tennessee, who still has their general manager for head coaching guys, Sam McNaghy and some guys like that. Everybody has their own thing. Like when you look at Phoenix is a disaster. And that, you know, they're going to move on from their quarterback. You know, you look at the Giants. They have a young core. You think you have a quarterback.
Yeah.
You hear the Falcons. You have some good parts, but don't know what your situation is with your quarterback. What else am I thinking? Tennessee, you got a young quarterback, you know, but is that, you know, they got a bad roster.
Yeah.
They got a terrible roster with this kid. Cleveland, you got a hell of a five defense. You don't have a quarterback, but you got two first-round damn picks, top 10 picks.
Yeah.
So you can go get your quarterback if you don't feel like one of these young guys is the answer because Shador looked like trash. Mm-hmm. All right. So there's all these situations of relaying back to the Falcons. It all boils back to something you said earlier, Joe. You got to get a quarterback. You got no matter who the head coach is coming in, you got to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of these guys, it was the head coach and not GM. Like right now, it's only been here in Atlanta, it's the GM and the head coach. Other stops, the GM has not been far. He's been the head coach because Andrew Berry kept his job in Cleveland. Obviously, we know Joe Shane. Is it Shane in the New York Giants? Yeah. He kept his job.
Shane,
whatever.
Like that,
yeah. He kept his job. And yeah. So, I mean.
Let me ask you this about the Penix get the quarterback right. Like, how much of the interview process do you think will be. Like, can you make it work with him? Because I don't, like, personally, if I'm trying to bring in a head coach and I want the best guy, like, I'm going to ask him about that, obviously.
Right.
But I don't really care that much what his answer is. Like, if he's like, you know what, I don't think I can win with him. We mm-hmm. need to get a different quarterback.
Right.
I'm like, all right. Like, if I think he's the best guy, yeah. I can accept that answer.
But that's what I talk about whenever you're getting a head coach who has options or something like that, and yeah. you're telling him that you have to do this.
Exactly. You know that's what I mean?
Nobody wants that.
You can't tell a guy, in order to take this job, you have to convince me how you're going to make Michael Penix a top-flight quarterback in the NFL. Now, you just have to tell me how we're going to win games for the Falcons.
That's it.
And if part of your plan is you don't think he can do it, all right, well, let's talk about that. You know what I mean? Like, it can really pigeonhole you if you're trying to make a guy kind of, like, lock him into exactly what's already here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's nothing that has been established.
Right.
That's the thing about it. It hasn't been established, so why do I have to take on a mystery as far as the most important thing, the position that can dictate whether I'm fired?
Yeah, because if he can't do it.
If he can't do it, then I'm fired.
We're going to be doing the same thing in 3 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Pierce. Yeah, man, no doubt. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to NFL No Huddle Round 2. We'll get to some of the other news from Week 18, some pretty cool stuff. I know you mentioned the great defense that that Cleveland has. Record was set.
He got carried off the field.
They got to root for something.
In the middle of the game.
People are hungry for something positive, man. It's Cleveland. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com. Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.